But now joining us, WHL Commissioner Ron Robeson, joining us. Thanks for doing this, Ron. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Thanks for making the time today. It was a big decision for the WHL yesterday and the Canadian Hockey League in general. What was the final straw to make sure that, you know, we keep public safe and everybody and players and coaches and staff safe as well?
Well, it was a very difficult decision, first of all, and one that we feel was the only responsible one to make under these circumstances. The first consideration at all times is the health and welfare of our players and everyone associated with our teams and our fans and so forth. And it became very evident to everyone through the process that we weren't going to be in a position to host Memorial Cup in Kelowna, and then subsequently playoffs were virtually impossible to consider, given the fact that the conditions under which we are currently in, and no assurances that there would be any ability to play in a safe environment or open our facilities anytime soon.
Now, as far as the Memorial Cup is concerned, you mentioned it there. It was going to be in Kelowna. Is Kelowna going to get another Memorial Cup, or how is that going to work?
Well, our rotation will continue as it has been scheduled already. So the Ontario Hockey League will host in 21, and Quebec will host in 22. The next question will become, and that will be a decision that in all likelihood the Canadian Hockey League will make at some point, is the 2023 event when it returns to the West. But we'll carry on with the schedule that's planned. So it's unfortunate, obviously, that we're not getting an opportunity to host in the Western Hockey League until 2023, but we'll respect that rotation that we have with the other Canadian Hockey League member leagues.
What's the expectation? I know it's still probably a little bit premature, just in terms of revenues and the impact, not just on the WHL, but the entire CHL with the season being canceled and obviously as well as the Memorial Cup.
Well, obviously, playoffs are an important time, as is Memorial Cup, an important revenue source for our teams, and it'll have a significant impact for sure. I think we look at it a little differently. We look at it certainly in the long term, and we're looking forward to getting back playing in the fall, and hopefully that will occur on time, and that we can resume play in our facilities in a safe manner. But you know, there's impact across the board. The young players that play in our league and their development has been impacted by all this. But you know, I think the focus that everybody has on it is not really the economics or player development at this point. It's about safety and health of everybody concerned.
Major junior hockey teams can be such a big part of their communities. This is, you know, how tough is this, and how do you kind of bring people together to kind of make up for what's being lost here?
Yeah, it's difficult. There's no question. I think, you know, we all look forward to playoffs, whether it's at the NHL level or our level or even in minor hockey. And, you know, I think that we all have to, you know, first of all, do what we need to do to remain safe and healthy in order to prepare for the opening of next season. You know, we're looking at different ways to keep our fans interested and engaged in the game. We had a replay of our 2007 championship, which went into double overtime, featuring the Vancouver Giants and the Medicine Hat Tigers. And some NHL players were playing in that game. And we're trying to find ways to keep people interested and engaged. Obviously, as we focus on being safe and taking our care of ourselves through all of this, it's important to also try and keep them engaged and interested in the Western Hockey League. But we're all about making sure that we're ready to go in the fall and giving the players another opportunity to get back at it.
Ron, I was wondering what the level, you know, it was March 12th, I believe, when all the leagues went on pause. But, you know, in the last 10, 11 days until the decision was ultimately made yesterday to cancel the season, how regular was the level of communication? Was it league by league? Was David Branch, you know, kind of spearheading everything? Just kind of take us in the process, the conversation that were had here over the last week, 10 days.
Yes, we had regular communication daily with at least once a day with the Canadian Hockey League, and that included David Branch of the Ontario League, Gilles Courteau of the Quebec League, myself, and our new president, Dan McKenzie, who just joined us in September from the NBA. And so we, as an executive group, were charged with the responsibility of making sure we're in contact with medical authorities. We had the chief medical officer of the International Ice Hockey Federation working with us through the process. He's based in Ottawa. He also works with Hockey Canada. So he's a great resource person to work with. We were obviously in touch with our respective league executive committees and board of governors, as well as our medical authorities and so forth within our own jurisdiction. So we gathered as much information. We were monitoring it very closely on a daily basis, and but all came to the same conclusion that it was in the best interests of certainly the health and safety of everybody concerned, particularly our players, that we cancel the balance of the season.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robison joining us. How are your players dealing with this? It's tough. Draft eligibles, guys that may have their major junior careers coming to a close. How are the players dealing with this from those that you've contacted?
Well, the players, I think, are going through a tough time because obviously they're exceptional athletes who are accustomed to training and playing, practicing almost on a daily basis. And suddenly shut down is very difficult for them. And, you know, they're having difficulty having access to training facilities right now or even some ice because most municipalities have closed their facilities. So it's really difficult on them for sure. But because they're so exceptional in terms of their athletic ability, I'm sure they're going to bounce back when the opportunities present themselves. And in the meantime, probably take advantage of spending a little bit more time with families. But we're very sensitive to that, and we're certainly, I think, going to use this time to see how we can make even further improvements to our experience for the players moving forward once we get restarted.
Now, the Bantam draft is still going forward from a business and a front office perspective. I guess things will go forward as best they can.
Yes, we're going to be busy for the next month or so. We've got tomorrow our Bantam draft lottery and our U.S. prospects draft. So that's a busy day for our general managers and scouting staffs across the league. And then we've moved our Bantam draft up from May 7th, which was originally going to be held in Red Deer in an in-person format. We're going to move that to an online internet format and conduct the draft on Wednesday, April 22nd. So it is going to be busy for our teams preparing for both of those drafts, and but we're looking forward to it.
These are extraordinary times. Ron, thank you for making the time today, and all the best to you and yours. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.